This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be on the call for that one. Not sure if he is or not, but the Niners need to win desperately, Shasky, desperately. Or you know what? They don't win on Sunday. We're probably talking about what needs to change in the offseason.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's just there's a lot of things going on right now with this game. And I'm thinking about the LaFleur-Shanahan matchup. And one of Shanahan's best wins ever as a coach was probably the game in Green Bay with Jimmy Garoppolo in the playoffs against Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's like one of those signature victories for a head coach. And so, you know, this is a guy that he's very familiar with. And last year, it taught me, wow, LaFleur's right. Got some saltiness to him towards mm-hmm. Shanahan. So I think this is like a budding rivalry. I like this matchup a lot for both sides.
Well, it's been a matchup there for, you know, quite some time. Now you get the quarterbacks in. And Green Bay, of course, it's not going to forget what happened in the divisional round game in Levi Stadium. They felt like they let one get away. Anders Carlson misses a kick in the fourth quarter. They're up 21-17. Niners go down, scores 24-21. I love inexplicably throws a ball across the field to Dre Greenlaw, and he gets picked off there. But Green Bay controlled that football game for the first three quarters, man, and Brock did not look right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We get to the calls here in just a second. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, you've kind of alluded to the weather being a factor maybe in Green Bay and just how weather has affected Brock at times. I thought the field was really slippery on Sunday, and it was like a little mist. It wasn't, I'm not saying it was rain, but it was like a little mist. And I don't know, man, their whole timing was off as an offense. It just felt like to me, and I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just literally saying that they looked off, whether it was footing, you know, not having the right feel for the ball, whatever it was. They got to be right on offense. And I think that this is a team, and as much as I want to point the finger at the defense, like, they're going to be offensive-driven. They have an offensive-driven head coach. They have a lot of firepower still on the offensive side of the ball, and I believe they have an upper echelon quarterback, and they need to come out and play well like that.
Baldy, on the lack of explosion on offense.
They had one explosive play on offense. They can't get the ball down the field. And, you know, it's always been a hallmark of any coach team by Kyle is they're going to get explosive plays. And you can literally, there's a million stats out there, but you got to track explosive plays in this game. They change the game and they change field position and they give you the jolt of electricity you need. They couldn't get the ball down the field. I mean, they had one play last week by Jennings of 22 yards, and that was thrown before 20. He just got some yards after the catch. But they can't get any explosive plays in the run game or the pass game. They still look slow. And then when it really showed up was with Geno's touchdown run at the end. Like, where is everybody?
I wonder who leads. I'm guessing Detroit probably has the most explosive plays.
I don't know.
I would guess
Cincinnati, because they've been in all these shootouts.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
Most plays over 20 yards. I'll look that up in just a second.
I was looking at some of the sloppiness around the league, and because like the common theme for the Niners is like they commit a lot of penalties. It's like Baltimore's leading the league in penalties by a long shot, and they're one of the most penalized teams. The Niners are kind of like the bottom of the pack. They're actually not that bad, you know, when you compare it to the rest of the league. But again, we go back to the word situationally. It does feel like they shoot themselves in the foot situationally. The drive after the interception to start halftime the other day, it was like penalty after penalty after penalty. That drive was just completely wiped out by horrific penalties.
No, it was bad. It was bad last week. Let's go to Mike and Hayward. Hey, Mike, what's happening?
How you guys doing? You know, I've been listening to everybody talk about Shanahan, and I got into a thing with your buddy yesterday about knocking it from Shanahan. You know something? Shanahan is not a head coach, man. He's an offensive coordinator. That's a head coach. He needs to go get an offensive coordinator that can change stuff up, and then he needs a coach to team. That's where it's going. Okay, because yeah, he's a great offensive coordinator, but he's not a great coach, man. He's not a motivator. He don't have enough swag like the other guys. The guy in Detroit, he don't have that. So he needs help. He needs help, but he's look at offensive coordinators. Let's see if he can just be the head coach. Okay, let's just see that. Okay, bye.
Let's go to Kevin in Cupertino. Kevin, what's happening?
Okay, bye.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. 6'1", 180. No need to overanalyze here. It's the lack of the running game in the Shanahan offense. I mean, it's simple. There's no balance in the running game. There's no offensive line push. And so the O-line needs to be addressed. I'm, you know, a Bears fan stuck in 49er territory. So what's changed in the offensive line from this year to last year? I don't know.
Dominic Cooney.
I know it's not sexy to blame the offensive line, right? We want to blame coaches and receivers and quarterbacks. But if the offense is in balance, play action passes work, Brock gets more time, receivers get open. Very simple. Brock does not have to be the leading rusher because the offensive line can't hold a pass block. So it's all predicated on poor offensive line play. Thanks for taking my call.
I don't think that's the only thing. There were a couple of times, again, I'm going with my naked eye. I'm not pretending to be Josh Allen over here or Bill Belichick breaking down film, but there were a couple of times that I thought Brock bailed on what I would consider to be a good enough pocket to throw the ball. Because of his size, I think he really struggles when they get interior pressure right up the middle. I'm not saying he can't be good. I'm just saying this year, it feels like his eyes have gone down and he's had a tough time when that center gets pushed into him to be able to throw over the middle. And you've seen him bail out of pockets that may be bigger, you know, because the guys there have different skill sets. Kyler will go flying backwards because he can't, you know, step up and climb in right. The pocket. Whereas a Tom Brady or a Josh Allen, and Tom Brady has actually talked about this on the broadcast, like, no, climb in the pocket and make that throw to the crosser or make that throw to the guy breaking backwards on a curl route or something like that. Brock has kind of bailed from some pockets because of his stature this year. And people struggle here. Hearing that criticism, I think it is in part because of his size.
Well, you can't have it both ways, right? Because on one end, the first 5 weeks, it's like, hey, Brock, scramble more. And all of a sudden, it's like, wait, scramble less. Keep your eyes down the field. There's no happy medium here. You just got to go out there and play football. And I trust Brock's judgment on when to scramble and when not to scramble. So we can't have it both ways. Scrambling is what kept the Niners in the game last week. Scrambling, I think, is what helped you win that football game.
Got a
he had
incident
plays. Yeah. Think about Tampa Bay. His scrambling, pardon me, bought time to throw a touchdown pass to George Kittle in the back of the end zone. His legs were able to do that. So we need him scrambling in this offense. You don't have that hidden yardage right now with Christian McCaffrey. You don't have the hidden yardage with Deebo Samuel right now. So where can you get it from? Well, Brock Purdy's providing that with his legs. So I think you need more scrambling with Brock Purdy. You know,
I'm talking on the plays where there's pressure up the middle on the edges. He did a great job,
no doubt,
evading a couple of free rushers the other week. There's just I'm just going off of there's a couple of plays where there are plays to be had underneath where you can get some yardage because they've got numbers, and it just feels like when the pocket gets collapsed from the front center, He's struggling to just dump it down.
He's got to bail because these D tackles are huge and they're monsters. And if Brindle's getting pushed right back into the pocket,
Brindle's not
then
great.
You got to break the pocket. Yeah. You know, you kind of you have no choice here. Let's go to Rob in Dublin. He wants to see the Niners throw the ball down the field. And I'm with you, Rob. Where's the nine routes? Where's the go routes, man? Let that thing fly.
Hey, good morning, fellas. You must have saw my text, bro. Hey, man, yeah, let this guy go, man. We defenses are not scheming for cowing. They're not scheming. They're scheming for Debo, our names. Put these guys out there, get some go routes going. We might get a PI. You never know. We never throw the ball down the field. It's just, it's nerve-wracking, man. It's nerve-wracking. It's just, it's hard to watch because everything is underneath, run, underneath. Come on, man. Put that ball up in the air. Let it fly. You never know. Put a bum on a bum. Cowing on whoever they worst dude is, we might just get one. Hey, we got to keep it on.
Rob, if you had to fix one thing or tell Shanahan, hey, I need you to evolve here, would it be the downfield passing attack? Would it be throw it outside the numbers? Would it be more creativity with the formations? How would you tell Shanahan to evolve? What would you like to see?
Shanahan, you need to humble yourself, mix it up, hire an OC, and like the last caller said, coach the team. Just mix it up, man. We're so vanilla right now. We're not doing anything special. Nothing.
Can I ask,
and that goes to special teams, too.
Can I ask
all the way down the line, we don't look solid.
Can I ask a question? Wouldn't you say that the strength of Kyle Shanahan is X's and O's in play calling?
It is. It is, but it's not the production they're showing on the field. He can't go out there and play it. The players got to do it.
I know.
So we need something. Something's got to change.
Something's got to give.